USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As senators continue to go through the roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill and vote on amendments, Senate Democrats are also intent on passing their $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation human infrastructure package. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell assures the reconciliation package won't have any support from Republicans.
If our colleagues want to ram through yet another reckless taxing and spending spree without our input, if they want all this spending and debt to be their signature legacy, they should leap at the chance to own every bit of it.
President Biden is recognizing the Asian American and Pacific Islander communities who are experiencing an uptick in hate crimes in mostly Democratic-run cities during the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests. Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is in no rush to investigate the origins of COVID-19.
The House GOP report on the origins of COVID-19 in Wuhan, China, has evidence the virus was impacting the area in September of 2019. And China failed to abide by a 24-hour mandatory reporting regulation for months. Texas Representative Republican Michael McCaul tells Newsmax, American lawmakers are hindering our efforts to get to the truth.
Very disappointing. You know, I chaired the China task force. They were going to join us, and then Pelosi at the last minute called it off, saying it was a diversion.
On Wednesday, 616 Americans nationwide died from COVID-19. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The nation's trade deficit widened more than expected to a new record in June. The deficit grew $75 billion in June, up from $71 billion in May. Imports jumping 2.1% to an all-time high. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The Senate is in session and continuing to work on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure package.
The Senate may be coming close to voting on the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, currently voting on a string of amendments to the spending package. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has indicated that he would keep the Senate in session to finish work on the bill, with the chamber scheduled to leave for a month-long recess next week. Senator Tani Tuberville says that the country does need an infrastructure package, but for the right reasons. The Alabama Republican tells Newsmax TV that even with the amendments, he still feels there's not enough in the bill for rural areas of the country.
There's not enough for the rural areas in the southern states and even in the western and midwestern states. We have to have more money for the rural areas of this country for infrastructure, for broadband. If we don't get that, it's not fair to send three-fourths of it or one-third of it or half of it to the northeast quarter of the country for trains and ferries and those kind of things. People all over the country need help in this infrastructure bill.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Texas State Representatives Jessica Gonzalez of Dallas and Julie Johnson of Farmers Branch, who broke quorum by fleeing to Washington, D.C. over a Republican-backed election bill in the state, are reportedly vacationing in Portugal after the Texas House Democratic Caucus could not account for them on Tuesday. The women are still participating in caucus meetings via Zoom. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.